It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
All right, welcome back to another Whiskey Quickie, and this time we're looking at Basil Hayden Toast. Yeah, some people say basil. You're supposed to say Basil, maybe. I don't really know.
It's true Kentucky. It's like Versailles and Versailles.
Yeah.
And Athens and Athens.
I'm going to end up reading this, and I'm probably going to end up saying basil anyway, because it's supposed to be Basil, but, whatever. But this is the newest addition to the award-winning Basil Hayden portfolio, consisting of an entirely new mash bill in lieu of the traditional rye grain. It actually uses a U.S.-grown brown rice, which is supposed to add a little bit of sweetness and touch of less spice. But after aging, the toasted brown rice bourbon is blended back with more brown rice bourbon, which has been rested in level 4 char barrels. But then even after that, Freddie Noe, which is, of course, the 8th generation Beam family distiller, he adds in a use of a toasted barrel, because who doesn't love more toasted barrels nowadays? And this is going to come in at 80 proof and, of course, a $50 SRP.
So is brown rice bourbon like an answer to brown sugar bourbon? Like,
maybe. I don't think it's sugar. I don't think sugar would be considered a grain. But
no, I know.
The brown rice, though, because they came out with a brown rice bourbon years ago. That was part of like their distiller's select edition or something like that. But
oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a long, long time ago. And I should also mention this is non-age dated, as, of course, most of the Basil Hayden releases.
Yeah, there's a lot of Basil Hayden fans out there, and they're always surprised when I tell them it's the old granddad mash bill. Just proofed down to 80 and aged maybe slightly a little longer.
Yes.
But that's, yeah.
Insider secrets right there. Except this one is the only one that's not, because it's a brand new mash bill.
That brown rice.
Let's go ahead and see what it's all about. So, on the nose. It's like Kung Pao chicken, right? No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea. It's not like Chinese food at all, but.
Well, I mean, there is that like brown sugar kind of caramelized, sugary note. It's like.
We say brown rice, it might just like put this premonition in your head, but there is just an overwhelming like caramel note that is in there.
Yeah, it's just caramelized sugar is all I'm getting, like. Really,
like a creme brulee on top
of thing. Yep, exactly. The crust on a creme brulee or any dish that you have caramelized sugar on.
Light it on fire with a butane torch.
It'll sell.
All right, let's go ahead and taste. This is different.
Yeah, it's different. I was expecting to fall flat with the 80 proof, but yeah, there's some like. I mean, that brown sugar note is very pronounced for me. But then there's like something I can't really like describe. It's like.
It's definitely sweeter.
Yeah, it's. I don't know.
It definitely has a sweeter profile to it. And of course, they said that it takes from the brown rice. But it really is kind of hard to pinpoint like what is the exact flavor note on there. This is like we need a tag team Fred Minnick to come in and be like, what is that? What is that?
The only thing I can like. That's popping up in my head is when I go to ceviche, they put that mojito in and they give you that sugar cane stick and I chew on it.
Yeah, you gotta make sure everybody knows what mojitos is.
Well, ceviche makes mojito, which is a rum drink.
There we go.
But they put a sugar cane in it to stir and I always chew on it. And that kind of note's like in there for me.
I guess I can kind of see that. If you've been to a.
If you get a chewed up sugar cane, this is.
It's exactly what it tastes like.
That in a glass.
I mean, honestly, I thought this was a different flavor profile. Definitely more sweeter forward.
Yep.
I enjoyed it, though.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and rate it. On the nose, where are you at?
I'm sideways.
Close to thumbs up, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. I mean, it was very one-dimensional for me. That brown sugar note was there. Yeah.
On the taste?
Thumbs up. I was pleasantly surprised that it's sweet. It's got that sugar cane, kind of a little, almost sassafras-y kind of thing going on too. There's something on there that I really like. So yeah, I was surprised with this one.
Yeah, we didn't really talk too much about the whole rebarreling and the type of a toasted, you know, another oak barrel from this as well, because that probably plays a little bit of the influence on the sweeter aspect of it. But, you know, usually when we have a toasted barrel, I get more of like this overwhelming cherry taste, but that doesn't necessarily come through in this one.
Yeah, and usually with me, toasted barrels, I get like a s'mores taste, like graham cracker, chocolate, marshmallow.
Oh, like 1910?
Like, yeah,
for exactly. Like that one, that's exactly what it would be.
Yep.
And the finish.
Sideways, I mean, for these sure. are, I'm always like, come on, give us it like 9400 or something. But I get it. 80 proof is very approachable for the common drinker. And so a lot of people get basil or basil is the gateway bourbon. You know, it's the one they first try and eat, and then they move on to other things. So I can appreciate that for that. But for me, I wish it was a little higher proof.
I could not agree more. I think it was right there in the line. I'd probably get a sideways thumbs as well. But I thought the flavor was something unique, something different. So if you are a Basil Hayden chaser, go ahead and go find you one.
Yep.
Put it on the shelf. You're going to want to try it. But with that, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.